It's a battle for the ages. I like Raina's suggestion at 52353 that it is ovaries before brovaries. I like that one.
K92 Morning Things, The Great Debate.
That's what we got going on. Hello, Kelly.
Hello, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Tell us about the battle, the debate, the argument. What's going down?
Okay, so I'm friends with my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend.
She's like whispering over her shoulder.
Hang on. I know. Is he still there? Is he at work?
Okay, say that again. I missed the flow chart. You are friends what?
I'm friends with my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend.
Okay. So you have
and
a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have a boyfriend right now, and he's mm-hmm. got an ex that you are friends with.
That's correct.
Okay.
Were you friends with her before your relationship?
Well, we have mutual friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
The dating pool is tiny around here, so everybody ends up mm-hmm. with mutual
friends. It happens.
So you knew each other, but it sounds like you've become better friends since.
Yes.
Okay.
We have. Well, because, you know, we have mutual friends, and we met at a party, and me and, you know, we hit it off, and we've been hanging out for a few months now, and he thinks that she's trying to sabotage our relationship, and that, he told me she's crazy, of course, right? Every ex is crazy, right? Mm-hmm.
Current is crazy, too, but it's just because we're all crazy. That's what it is. So he doesn't want you to be friends with her?
No.
I understand why. Because it's sort of, not to call somebody else garbage, but I guess I will. And it's not them, but it's like not taking your trash out to garbage day. It's just leaving it in the house and always dealing with your old
stank.
Trash.
Oh, no.
Right. So you got leftover pork and it's just sitting there.
I can understand if they were friends before the relationship and she was like, okay, well, I know that's,
right.
We had some kind of friendship.
Jane, what say you about this?
I'm with the guy.
Okay.
I made that mistake.
So you were friends with an ex? Or
I was friends with my husband's ex.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because you think, look at me. I'm being all evolved and mature. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, that's exactly what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Was he your husband? Were you at the
time?
Well,
see, now we had separated. He dated this girl from high school
mm-hmm.
while we were separated.
Okay, so you were on a break.
When we got back together, said, okay, you guys can remain friends because they knew each other since high school.
Yeah.
Well, I really liked her. She was awesome. We got along so well. Yeah, well, it was kind of one of those keep your friends close and your enemies closer on her end.
Because, again, he thought she was awesome, too. So that's
he sure did.
Yeah, that's what happens. I'm with Monica on the whole, why set yourself up mm-hmm. for potential failure? Even if you think you're mature enough, why bother? I say it all the time. Your exes, unless you got a kid with them, they're dead to you. Move on. Because you've already shed that tension of seeing each other in the nude.
Uh-huh.
And once that is already gone, you can think, I know what's under that shirt.
But this isn't Kelly's ex.
To me, there are billions of people in this world you can be friends with. Mm-hmm. You could probably find someone who looks just like this woman
and
be friends with her.
But, Zach, we've had conversations before, and you've said that you can't let your significant other be controlling and telling you what you can do. And
so
where do we draw the line?
Well, when it's his ex.
We can't have it both ways.
I guess
we have
to
watch out for controlling.
The question would be, is he saying, I don't want you talking to her anymore? Or is he saying, hey,
I don't feel comfortable.
My feelings, and he's saying all those feelings things. Is he doing that, or is he sort of being the mandator?
He's been more earnest and genuine.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good.
See, he's really
being
probably
a good boy. Then you have. I think you have to.
You have to consider his feelings.
Okay, because this is a very awkward situation for him. I mean, think about it. If it was in the reverse, would you be comfortable with him being best buds with one of your old boyfriends and that dude always being around?
Well, I don't bring her around. Like, we hang out without him.
Yeah, but then I'm thinking, all right, what are y'all saying about me when I'm not here? I don't know.
Don't be so insecure. You know what?
No, I am, though.
No, that's fine.
Insecure.
Because they're all not hanging out together. That's cool.